Hey, you. With a rhinestone dog collar, between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200-square-foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down mortgage option, my human realized a new home was within reach, and I only gave her puppy eyes once. Get your human to talk to a mortgage consultant or learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed-rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 399801.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host. Years ago, visiting the Picasso Museum in Barcelona, Spain, as I looked at the progression of the photography quality renderings of a young Picasso evolving into the representational art of the much older Picasso, I was impressed with how masters seek simplicity. They ask, what is the most direct, simple way to depict this horse or show the shape of this woman? That's what Picasso did. And since then, I've observed other people seeking or attaining mastery, also looking for the simple way of things. Our guest today has taken on the life work of helping people with their everyday life problems, and to my mind, she's clearly masterful because she's brought people's problems down to one simple issue, separation. If you're fearful, angry, sad, or feel left out, separation is the issue. On today's show, Susan Shire will be talking about how to end separation through reuniting with our own soul. Now is the time in human history where we're all seeking this reunion, and Susan Shire has ideas of how you can do that, simply. During this broadcast, we invite you to interact with us on our chat, emotionalpro.com radio page, or blogtalkradio.com/FPL for fullpowerliving.com. On that page, we also have a chat. And we have a toll-free number, 800-630-7858, which is listed on the chat, 800-630-7858. Now, Susan Shire is a dynamic and gifted author and teacher. She's an intuitive counselor trained as a psychotherapist who's been featured on television and radio across the country. She travels internationally conducting workshops based on the wisdom in her trilogy of soul mastery books. Those are Soul Mastery, Accessing the Gifts of Your Soul, Soul Radiance, Bring Your Soul Riches to Life, and now the one we're talking about, Soul Reunion, The Return Home from Separation. You can find her on the web at soulmastery.net. She focuses on enhancing the intuitive connection between the heart and soul with a mission to see each soul's destiny revealed and fulfilled. So, Susan Shire, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you so much, Eileen. I'm just in a trance of appreciation for the way you articulated that so-called biography and the way you articulated what I do and who I am and how you tied it in with Picasso. It's just brilliant. Thank you so much. And it's really not just about me. It's just what you were able to sculpt.
Well, now, this may be very relevant to our conversation today, Susan. Someone I was just talking with this morning said, oh, my gosh, you were up at 5:30 doing your script. That must be difficult. And I said, no, it's not. I read the book. I go to sleep. I get up the next morning, and the script falls out of my head onto the paper.
Yes.
Okay. Now you're seeing the connection that I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, well, I'm an author. I understand.
That's what fell out of my head this morning. I let it work in my heart, and we're going to be talking about that, right?
Yes, we are. Well done, definitely. You know, that's what I call co-creation, and that's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm. So co-creation means you're working with something larger than yourself? Is that what you mean by co-creation?
Exactly. Well, everything that I do relates to the soul. You know, people say to me, gosh, I wish I could get a thesaurus for you because we everything is the soul, the soul, the soul. I said, well, you know, it's that part of us that stays connected to spirit always, always, always. So that's the part we want to be, have an intimate relationship with, so that we have it with us to create our life with. And that's what the soul is here for, is to connect us to spirit and all the spiritual resources that help us to be able to create scripts like you just did, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly makes life more fun and interesting.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I was thinking that a lot of people actually accept that living a human life involves problems and struggle and pain, at least at some point during the journey. And I have come to the point where I don't totally agree that that's necessary. But I note that in your work, in your book, Soul Reunion, you're looking at why we have such experiences and how it is that we come to accept them as givens in our lives. So can you give us a little background of how we have gotten to the place where we need to pay attention to soul reunion?
Sure, I'd love to do that. And the first thing I want to do is congratulate you for having that attitude. I have it as well. Someone said to me recently, you know, our challenges make us stronger. It was actually a yoga teacher, so I had a chance to, you know, in a posture go, I don't know. I'm not buying that anymore. I'm not buying that anymore. And I've said for years now that we really do not need to have to suffer in order to, it's sort of like forget in order to remember. That's not true. That we have to suffer in order to have life lessons. I don't believe that anymore. There's so many things that we've bought into at a so-called spiritual level that I don't believe we need to do at all. So, just to answer your question, so I just want to say that. Let me finish this. What I was going to say about.
Thank you for that. I like hearing that.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, most people actually, a challenge does not make them stronger. Okay, what happens is it makes them weaker because they start closing their hearts down. They feel like victims. I don't want to. I'm going to protect myself because I don't want to get hurt again. And so she was talking about, you know, pushing through a particular yoga posture. And I went, wait a minute. No. It's not about pushing through. It's about getting the resource you don't have, feel you have in the moment to assist you to be able to be all you choose to be in that moment. Then we're not working with challenges and problems and getting weaker and stronger.
Will you say that one more time?
I will, I know. I say these things that are sort of like bombs, you know, they're just
right.
Deep, so I have to repeat them. Okay. And of course, I can't say the same thing.
It's about getting the resource you feel you don't have. I'll give you that as a starter.
Exactly. Thank you.
I do the same thing, I know.
let's do an example, for instance. Let's do a yoga posture, and, you know, you're feeling like, oh, my God, there's no way I can do this, okay? So that's a part of you that has a feeling, there's no way I can do this. So what you're going to do is get the resource that part doesn't believe it has so it can get on board with what the larger you truly chooses to have. And maybe it's not to do a headstand. Maybe the larger you is saying, let's just, I don't know what, you know, lay down. That part needs the resource so it can come on board and not be a distraction and become a challenge or a place of potential victimhood, that it takes over in that moment.
So let me see if I get this right. If we come up with something that we experience as a challenge or a problem or a blockage,
mm-hmm.
really... The way to work with that is to recognize that it's presenting like that because we need something more, not because we need to fight it or get rid of it.
Yes. Everything seems to, at this point, be about clear the blocks, get rid of all of that. And yes, many have learned to be more emotionally savvy and go, let's go into it and all of that. But what I have discovered, and this is along the lines of what you were saying about simplicity and Picasso and, you know, as we move along in life, it's like, what's the simple way? What's the most simplest way to get from where we are to where we want to be? So this is what soul reunion is all about. So when you have that sensation of, let's just say fear. You know, fear is just in just about every situation of limitation that we have. It's a fear. So you have a fear. I just can't get in the car today. You know, something happened last night and I just can't get in the car today. Let's say that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a part of you feeling that. So you say, what is it you need right now? Mm-hmm. And that fearful part will say to you, you know, as you learn how to communicate with it, really what it's saying is, I don't feel very strong. I need some strength. You know, I wish my dad were here, whatever it says. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need some strength. And so we have to give it what it's looking for. And often in psychological terms, people talk about, you know, your adult self and all of that. But what I've discovered is most people's adult selves, they don't feel very proud of their adult.
Oh.
They really don't feel as though their adult is somebody to call in. So it's like, that's not going to work, okay? And really, most of us are on a spiritual path wanting to connect to spirit for a reason because we know it's got all the spiritual, all the resources we need. So we give that part that says, I need some strength. I need somebody with me to hold my hand to take me to the courthouse because it's really scary, whatever that is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a spiritual quality or a spiritual experience, confidence or strength. Okay? It is not something that we in our willpower ever devised. There is not a human being that came up with a formula for strength. It's a spiritual quality inherent in life. But we have in that moment that part of us has chosen fear over strength. So we just have to reconnect with the spiritual resource of strength. And then I can teach you how to do that, but that's just the first part. Does
well, listen,
sense?
Yes,
yeah.
as long as we're here, how about going ahead and teaching us how to do that?
Sure. Okay. Now, where to get that spiritual resource of strength? There's a couple of things, there's lots of ways. The very simplest, if it's possible for somebody, is to remember a time when you felt strong. And, you know, interestingly enough, everybody has that. Everybody has that place in themselves where they can remember what it was to be strong. Okay? If you can't remember that, if you choose to go deeper, you're going to feel yourself expanding into the larger dimension of you. You know, we always talk about the heaven and going higher and deeper and ascending, and, you know, there's a million ways to put that, going into the universal dimensions, etc. As you feel yourself expanding to that larger dimension, and maybe it's just light, and you have your attention on strength, and then you breathe that in when it comes in to your heart, and maybe it's just sense of, I don't see anything, feel anything, I don't know, but it feels like there's something more expanded there. Even bringing expansion into your heart and then feeding it to that part that's probably either in your gut or your heart going, oh, I don't want to drive. You give it that sense of expansion. You're giving it a resource of you're not alone. There's something here that will take care of you and will give you what you need. And you can now put your pedal to the metal, so to speak. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We all have that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking as you were talking initially, as I completed reading your book, I think this must be what stimulated me to go to Picasso. I realized that a lot of what you're doing actually is quite simple. And I just wanted to emphasize that because it's not, I do this with my psychotherapy clients. I say, well, remember the last time you felt healthy or remember the time you felt the strongest or whatever. That's not a difficult thing to do for most people. And that's all they need to do in order to bring this forward. And I just, I really think that's lovely that it's that simple.
It is that simple. And the key is, yes, we're remembering a time that they felt healthy, but we're also connecting it to a larger sense of themselves that they always have available. Because I see life as an hourglass. In order to create in this world, that's the bottom part of the hourglass, we have to expand. You know, they say everything is energy first. We have to expand to that field, what I call the field of creation,
mm-hmm.
to connect with what we need in order to expand in this life. So, for instance, if someone says, I need more money, and then they, you know, keep going, okay, so I've learned about intention. I have the money I need. I have the money I need. I have $1 million. I have $1 million. And you can feel as I say that, it's sort of hollow. And then someone
mm-hmm.
else will say, well, okay, feel it. I have $1 million. Okay, that's a little better. But the interesting thing is that since you have never created $1 million, there's a part of you that goes, I don't have it. It may be unconscious, but, you
right.
know, I really don't have it.
uh-huh.
So we have to go to that place within us, again, which is in our soul, that knows what it is to create what I call the quality of spirit we're really looking for when we say, I want or have $1 million.
What do you mean by the quality of spirit?
Yeah. Okay. So when you say, I want $1 million, everyone on the phone would say something different as to why they want $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's freedom, quality of life, to show their parents that they're not a loser. I don't know. You know, there's a million
yeah.
reasons, you see. Everyone's
uh-huh.
got a different one. If you say, I want a car, one would say it's for safety, one is to be more green, a kind of the car they want to be more green, one's for luxury, one's to, you know, show off their shiny black Mercedes, whatever it is, okay? When you go to the quality of spirit or qualities of spirit that you're looking for when you say you want a new car, you go to luxury. How do you tap into that? Obviously, you don't feel that inside yourself or you would have what you're wanting to create, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you go expand to the place where luxury exists, and it's very easy to connect with that. Bring that into your heart. Bring that into your body. Not only do you have a deeper feeling of, oh, now I feel the luxury of what it is to truly have that car, be that car, you know, embody that car, but you have all of spirit, all of the divine backing you, because when you're asking for a quality of spirit, spirit will support you. When you're just saying, I want a car, spirit's like, sorry, I can't get you a car, but I can get you the experience you want that a car represents.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. There's somebody in my family who recently has been quite successful in business and has shifted to a new level of living, and this individual's been describing to me how life is different when you have millions of dollars in the bank. And that's, to me, like a treasure, because I realized that I never asked myself to think that big, and it's nice to know that I could think that big even without that tutorial. So.
Yes, yes, we don't have to go to lots of seminars. You know, that's what we think. We have to go to Million Dollar Man seminars. And even now they're starting to say that you have to feel it on the inside. But again, you know, it's like the soulmate thing. You know, everybody wants a soulmate. How do you imagine being by your soulmate if you've never had that experience, if you've always had lousy relationships?
Right,
okay?
Right.
You know, feel them next to you. Feel that, and you can't because your heart is going, part of your heart is going, no way in heck, I don't believe I could have that. So what you have to do is, again, go to that expanded place in your soul, which is very easy to do. I've been doing it with individuals and in workshops for a number of years. Go to that expanded place in your soul that has exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's so nice to know that it's so simple. We are up to our first break, Susan, and when we come back, you've many times here mentioned going to your heart, and I know you talk about the true heart and the sacred heart. So when we come back, will you tell us about our hearts and how to open them and access them and work with them?
Yes, happily.
Okay. All right. So you're listening to Susan Shire, who's author of Soul Reunion, The Return Home from Separation, and to Full Power Living. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
How difficult is it for you to ask directly for what you really want, to take responsibility graciously and willingly for your mistakes, or to relate with others because it's fun instead of because you need something from them? Most people believe manipulation and codependence are normal behaviors for adults. They may be common, but they're not normal. Manipulative behaviors really are designed to be part of childhood, to be put away as things of the past when we become adults. So, if you're ready to let manipulation and codependence be part of your past, then get the mini course I've created for you, Ending Codependence, The Bottom Line. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, offering you a formula that you can follow for creating healthy, manipulation-free, and lasting intimate relationships. I also give you the tools and principles that you can use to develop lasting immunity to codependence. Get Ending Codependence today at www.emotionalpro.com. That's emotionalpro.com. Welcome back to Full Power Living. This is your host, Eileen Dillon, and I have a few announcements. Next week on February 16th, Kim Knight will be talking to us from New Zealand, which is her base for working with people around the world who are experiencing health issues. And she'll be furthering the understanding we're developing today as she talks about her understanding of the link between emotions and health. And we'll continue to be exploring health and wellness and balance through looking at and working with emotions and spirit. Our upcoming guests are listed at the top of the radio show page on emotionalpro.com, and we hope you don't miss a single episode of Full Power Living. And I want to thank publicly also the many people who've been telling me recently that they've been listening and how much they've been learning and discovering and understanding from our wonderful shows. So you can talk with us right now. Our toll-free number is 800-630-7858, and we have two chats running on emotionalpro.com and blogtalkradio.com/FPL. Remember, if you miss us live, you can download either from these sites or you can subscribe to iTunes and get the series. And also, thank you for helping us with our mission of transforming our world through the mastery and power of human emotions. We thank you for telling your friends and family about our shows. Now, our guest today is Susan Shire. She's author of three books in her Soul Mastery series. You can find out more about her and her work on her lovely website, soulmastery.net. And, Susan, I note from looking there that you have a very busy schedule. You offer Akashic record readings, lecturing, supporting their people in through workshops in their quest for soul reunion, and all those are listed on your website. But you have something coming up tomorrow in the Los Angeles area, so maybe you'll tell us about what's coming up soon that people might be interested in.
Great. Do you want me to do that right now?
Yes. I won't forget what I'm going to talk to you about.
I know. We learn in this business how to hold a lot of different things at once. It's so fun. So, yes, tomorrow is the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, and they do it yearly. Actually, it's bi-yearly now. They've gotten so excited about it all. There's tons of speakers. I'll be speaking Saturday at 1 o'clock. You can go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com, and I'll actually have a booth for 3 little days where you can do readings with me during that time, booth 403. And the other thing I have coming up starting next Tuesday, which I am so excited about, is a teleclass called Create the Life You Love for 2012. And this was came forth because of people saying to me, I'm so excited about the energies of 2012. It's just so amazing. What a time we're in. And I love that they're feeling positive about it.
Yes.
And I said, well, how do we get on board with those energies? And so this teleclass is around that, how to get on board, how to make your life work using the co-creative energies of this amazing time. And that's what that's about. So very exciting. That's on my website. You can look it up, soulmastery.net. Create the life you love for 2012.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You remind me, years ago, my friend John Fox channels Hilarion, and this was right before we turned into the new millennium in 2000, and a group of therapists in the Bay Area got together with John Fox and said, we want to talk with Hilarion about how we can facilitate helping people through into the new millennium. So we all sat down in the group, and that question was asked, and the first thing that Hilarion said was that he thought it was just wonderful that we wanted to help people so much, but we should remember that a big part, the biggest part of our coming to the earth to be therapists was to heal ourselves, and that it was actually fortunate if other people got help through the process.
Oh, that's great. I love that. You know, and I love what you said at the break about what would it be like to just have fun with another person. And really, you know, we really did. Our soul mission, the biggest part of it was to come and enjoy this amazing experience called planet Earth. And I know a lot of people are like, well, you've got to be kidding. What's there to enjoy about planet Earth? But when you start becoming happy and having fun, you start to be in love with life itself, and then you are fulfilling your soul purpose. And, you know, you are an inspiration. That's how we really are supposed to be here, is inspiring people, not just healing them. Because when you think of anybody that you appreciate, you're inspired by them. You're not just going, oh, they're going to heal me. And, you know, it's been scientifically proven that what we hold in our heart, oh, this is going to be a good segue. What we hold in our heart radiates to the whole world. So we are transforming the world when our heart is filled with all those qualities of spirit that everybody wants: peace, joy, love, abundance, etc.
Okay, segue. That's really nice.
If you want to.
Well, I know you spend quite a bit of time in your book Soul Reunion talking about opening the necessity, or the I don't know if it's a necessity, but the way to reunite.
Let's call it that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the way to reunite is through the heart, and you describe two different heart qualities or types of heart. So would you tell us about that, please?
Sure. This is, you know, when this started showing itself to me, it was like 10,000 light bulbs went on, because there's the human heart, I call it, which is your physical heart that holds all the emotions. Then there's what I call the sacred heart behind the human heart. And this sacred heart, you know, there's lots of names for it, is a chamber. It's like an opening behind the physical heart where all the qualities of spirit can be held within the body, so that you have an entrance point. And then I believe that that really is the truest entrance point for the soul. It's where spirit comes in and is able to bring itself into our body. Yes, it comes through the chakras. Yes, it comes through from the chakras to the endocrine system, all of that. But it You know, it's like a reservoir there. It's a space that's always held for spirit. Now, we can block it off, but in and of itself, there's always a place for spirit within our body. Is that not amazing? So it behooves us to get in touch with it because, again, all those incredible qualities of spirit that we are hankering for are sitting there waiting for us when we connect with them. So that's why we can go into our memory bank and go, I do remember when I was strong. It's not just in the brain memory. It's in a feeling memory place. And there's a difference between feeling and emotion. Feeling sensation is what we really came here for. That's why, you know, some of us work so hard with emotions to help people sort of navigate through emotions to get more to a feeling sensation state of existence rather than emotional reaction, emotional response.
That's very good. Let me ask you, if you will, to move your mouth a little bit further from the whatever you're speaking into. We're getting a little popping.
Thank you.
There are a couple of things there that come up. You also make a point that in order to reunite with soul, in order to stop trying to protect ourselves or move past protecting ourselves, not stopping it, but moving past, we have to accept certain things. We have to accept, for example, that we're not alone, that the universe really does care about us individually, that we are, I think you put it, the beloved of the universe. Will you talk about that, please?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Yes, that is one of what I call those spiritual wounds. We have spiritual wounds. We don't feel taken care of. We don't feel we're part of something. We don't feel we belong to something larger. And, you know, that has created religions of feeling that there is no such thing as anything before or after me. You know, that's how isolate. Ooh, that's deeply isolating. Ouch.
Right.
So when I talk about the fact that the universe sees us as its beloved, what I'm saying is, to the universe, we are a treasure. The fact that we have come here to assist in moving the moving out of the emotional body and the mind as our fulcrum point to a place of reuniting with our spiritual resources, the universe is clapping its hands going, you go, people. That's what we need here because, you know, the whole universe is into this so-called project of being able to reunite this world with its, you know, original nature and what I call blueprint.
So now you were talking about emotions and feelings. In my work with emotions, I have concluded or seen that emotions operate as signals helping us to navigate. And I think you've taken it even a step further, that the emotions that come up in our lives really are showing us, if I have this correct, they're really showing us where we are separated or disconnected from soul or spirit.
Perfect. Perfectly said. Yes. So imagine, and what you'll find is that most people, as they're moving along in their path, they're expanding and growing. Most people that we work with, they're expanding and growing, and what they run into is the old places in them that they created to protect, stay small, not be hurt, be invisible, stay safe, all of that. And when you run into that feeling, and it's usually a fear, resistance, limitation, it's an emotion that's going, no, you told me to put on the red light if you ever decided to fall in love again, okay? Or if you ever decided to get bigger than your britches. Put on the red light because dad's going to hit you, or whatever it is. So that part of you comes up to say, I really would like to shift and be on board with that larger expansion of you, but I need some more of the resource of your wholeness that you're moving into to be on board. I'm trapped over here. Can you help me get back on board? When you see it that way, it's a much more creative, positive approach to emotions than going, bad emotion, you're keeping me from having the experience I want.
Now, recently I was working with someone who really was caught in fear. Fear of pain, fear of loss of life, fear of not being safe in the hands of others.
Yes.
And I know that you talk about fear. I can't remember the exact words, but I had the impression you think fear is really the thing that keeps us from our reunion with soul. How does that fit? I guess what I'm asking is, all right, I had that experience. What's that all about? And how could we either help somebody with that or have them help themselves?
Great. Okay. Wonderful question. The trick is that when they get caught in that spiral, that hamster wheel of fear and not trusting anyone to be safe with, you know, there's something valid about that, okay? Because people like that, all of us, are going, well, human consciousness in separation, which is what I call the world that is in fear, the part of the world, the people that make up, the humans that make up the biggest factor of fear factor, they aren't safe. That aspect of the world, moving into the world, trusting people in general is not smart because there's a lot of people that aren't trustworthy, and she probably has memories from past lives, you name it, where she got in trouble for trusting the wrong people. So to blindly trust and say, I should feel safe in this world, isn't realistic. So that part is being smart for her. So what she's really saying is, I need something that makes me feel safe in the world. Again, that's going to be a spiritual resource of her choosing. So what I would do with her is take her on a journey, and it's a very quick thing, to connect with her soul essence that knows exactly what she needs to feel safe and help her find that safety place within herself, and then she can bring it into her heart, which is where we often don't feel safe, bring it into her heart and start to go, oh, okay, when I have that, I feel taken care of, safe, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'm able to walk in the world and not be looking for a human being to help me feel safe.
So if I were the person in this situation, then what you're saying is that I have at any moment the information inside of me regarding what I need in order to feel safe.
Well, inside of you, it's the larger aspect of you. That is being looked, that has what you need. That's why I talk about the soul. The soul carries connection to every quality of spirit. Little old you is the one that's, you know, a little part of you is the one that's scared. It has to get in touch with that larger, expanded sense of you that can connect to the resources that can give you what you need.
So, I'm just trying to get more clarity about it exactly. So let's say I'm afraid and you want to help me. Let's say I'm afraid that, say, a medical procedure is going to be done to me that I don't really want, but I'm in the hospital and the doctors feel to me like they're in charge, right?
Perfect situation. Yes, because you have to do it.
How would you help me to find that larger aspect of me so that I could identify what could help me feel safe?
Okay, great. All right, so what I would do is I would have you go into the fear where it is in your body. Ask that part of your body what it needs, and it will say, I need to feel, And this is what I would help you with potentially, because in this situation, you would have to feel, you would want to feel like you're in charge of your body in that moment,
mm-hmm.
in charge mm-hmm. of your life, and that someone else isn't. If you say something like the doctor, you know, is in charge. So that's what's going on. You need a resource, and I would say to you, you need a resource of feeling like you're in command of your life. And you'd go, yeah, that's what I would need. And I would teach people to be able to get this in touch with this themselves. But to start with, they go, yes, that's what I need, but I don't feel in command of my life in that situation. I would say, let's go to the place within you, in your a larger sense of self, that holds that place of knowing that you are in command of your life. So I would do a little guided journey. Do you want me to do that right now?
Sure.
Okay. So it's real simple. I'm going to do an abbreviated version. I'm going to have you put light in your heart for a moment. Just breathe light in your heart to show how easy this is. And where would the fear be? Is it in your knee? Is it in your human heart? Where is the fear, would you say?
Well, this isn't really me that I was talking about, but I'm immediately aware of fear behind my right shoulder blade.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
And that would be in back of the heart, and that's very understandable. So you'd feel that fear. You'd bring light into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So the body knows that light is available to it, and then we'll be putting the light into that place in a moment. Well, you can shine some light to that place just for a moment to say, light is here. And then you're going to go, okay, so now we're going to expand beyond, just go into a larger dimension, whether it's going to the sun, the moon, the stars, just feel yourself expanding in your sense of self beyond your head with your breath. And ask for what you need, and it's going to be sensation, impression, feeling, word, picture, whatever it is. Just say, this part of me needs something here, and just to go into expansion.
Do you want to know what I get? What I get?
Yeah. See how easy that was?
Uh-huh. Well, I had that kind of sinking feeling you get on an elevator sometimes.
Yes.
And the way that translated in my head was, I need just to turn loose.
Yes. Good. Okay.
To trust, to just trust something, you know, like I'm in an elevator and there's something around me or bigger than me that's going to take care of me.
There you go. So feel that something bigger around you that's going to take care of you, like the elevator that's going to get you up or down or whatever it is. Now breathe that something, sensation of something larger down to your heart and surround your heart with it.
Feels nice.
Yeah. Now, consult that part behind the heart, the shoulder blade that was
mm-hmm.
going, or whatever it is, and invite it into that container, that sacred container you've just created.
It's like somebody going to a day after Thanksgiving sale, elbowing their way in as fast as possible.
How adorable. It's supposed to be that fun. That's using your creative imagination, which we all have. That's great. Yeah.
All right. That really does it for me. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. How fun. Thank you for being willing to be the person, you know, to show up and do this. It's great.
Oh, I love how, like I started the show, it's so simple, it's so wonderful, and that's why I wanted it to be clear to our listeners that this is not a hard thing. It may sound complicated at points, but it's not a hard thing, you know, and it's fun. So thank you.
Exactly. You're so welcome.
We're up to our second break. We're talking with Susan Shire, who is a author of a new book, the third in her Soul Mastery Trilogy called Soul Reunion. And don't forget, if you have questions, ask them now on the chat or call us toll-free, 800-630-7858, because you're fast running out of your opportunity to talk with Susan Shire. You're also listening to Full Power Living. We'll be right back.
Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Everybody feels anger. But if you don't learn to deal with it, anger can mess up your life. It can cause you relationship problems, difficulties on the job, or create health problems. If you want a way to understand and work with anger that's simple yet so powerful it helps you to put an end to the specific angers that are messing up your life, then you'll want to get a copy of a mini course I've created for you entitled Reduce Anger Now. With it, I want you to be able to figure out what's stimulating the anger you feel and have an easy way to change that anger so you can dramatically reduce the anger in your life. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, longtime psychotherapist, coach, and anger expert. I've helped thousands of people to master anger, and I want you to begin to become an anger master in your life. Order Reduce Anger Now at the store, www.emotionalpro.com. That's www.emotionalpro.com. Welcome back to Full Power Living. I'm Eileen Dillon, and we're talking today with Susan Shire, author of Soul Reunion. Now, Susan, a few years back, I had something that had plagued me. I'd had dreams about it and bad feelings about it, something I had felt that I had done wrong, and I felt like I could not get out from under the shadow of it. I felt like that what I had done was unforgivable and God wasn't forgiving me. Mm. And one time when I was talking with my husband at the dinner table, I realized that I have this saying that I learned once, that God is ever equal to your understanding. And so I realized that the God I believe in is a very forgiving God, that I actually had already been forgiven by God, but the person who was not forgiving me was me. And it ties in with your exploration of how we allow situations or others, or in this case myself, to play God instead of going to God. Will you talk about that?
Great, yes. Well, you know, we play God to others a lot because we feel disconnected to a sense of something larger. So we feel, it's sort of like the bullying syndrome, where we have to bully other people because we don't feel very powerful ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we, you know, you were talking at the break about anger. The reason we get angry often is because we feel powerless and helpless. And that goes back to a sense of fear that we don't have what we need, and so we're angry at ourselves that we don't have what we need, and so we go after it in all sorts of weird ways, and we try to play God in a situation instead of going, I know there's something. Well, let me just say, it's often because of old situations where we have had people that have played God and we have succumbed to it, whether it's an authority figure, etc. There's, you know, some situation, and it was even parents that said, you know, we will be your parents, and parents are supposed to be representations of God, and often they aren't. But that parent figure, you know, misuses their power, and we buy into it and go, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to do what they say because I'll lose love, etc. And so then we end up letting them play God, and then we reverse it at another time, and we start playing God, and we lose track of the fact that there's something much larger and more benevolent holding a space for us to be our best at all times.
Hmm.
Does that take you where you were?
Yeah, it also reminded me that about the age 30, my father was a military man, and he was very authoritarian and spanked and hit and beat and all that sort of stuff as part of my childhood. And
sure.
I realized at about age 30 that because he used power over me, I had rejected power. And
mm-hmm.
that in order for me to have a complete and good life, I needed to restore power to myself, in which case I needed to redefine what power really was, that it wasn't power over other people, it was power over myself, or power with, I guess, reconnecting.
Yes.
Reconnecting with the power I had separated from, the power of the larger universe.
Yes, that is the only true power. Go ahead, please. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm done. That was just a profound thing and very, very important for me.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So there are a couple of things. We're running short on time here, unfortunately. A couple more things that you talk about in the book that I really wanted to get to. One is living beyond our means, and the other is the effect of terrorism. So pick one and go.
Okay, living beyond our means. This is the topic of the recession.
Right.
We have all lived beyond our means. So here's what happens. It's really because we are disconnected. We remember the hourglass I spoke about, that we need to get our resources from our larger dimensional of self to create in this life from. And if we are using misuse of power, fear, greed, manipulation to move forward in life, then we will run out of the what we need to be able to move forward in our life. And so we will be in a recession in ourselves. In the internal recession has created the external recession, that everyone's living beyond their means, moving in a way that does not represent their inner state. Is not, you know, and our inner state always reflects our outer state. So if you're empty inside and trying to get ahead in devious means, or just not being true to yourself, then you will be in a recession internally and then externally.
Mm-hmm. And recession, I want to clarify, doesn't just happen in terms of money. It can happen in many other arenas. What are some of those?
Oh, every. Well, think of, for instance, all the scandals that are coming out as it relates to sex and popes and all of that. This relates to that sense of scarcity on the inside in a person's heart. I mean, you know, imagine these priests and popes and all of that, not just the popes, sorry, the priests that are feeling a sense of deep emptiness inside of connection to something that is real. They connect to something etheric, but they never get to really feel what it is to be have the fun and the joy of human sharing, so they have to go to devious means to get that. So that is definitely living beyond their means and not taking care of their emotional needs on the inside and filling them with spirit. They do it by using other people.
Now, Esther Hicks says that in The Astonishing Power of Emotions that human beings need to identify what they want and move toward it. This, in a sense, reminds me of that if I were a priest, for example, and I realized that I want some real connection, then I would have to take, and didn't want to do devious methods, I would have to take responsibility for standing, for identifying and then standing behind what I want. Is that accurate?
Yes, absolutely. Taking responsibility by saying, like we've been speaking about in this hour, what is it I need here? Being, you know, self-responsible. What is it I really need here? What are the qualities of experience that I am lacking? Do I feel lonely? Do I feel like nobody's there for me? What is it I'm really needing here? And then get it in our expanded sense of self. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So quickly, let me shift over to terrorism. When the towers went down, my sense was that it was time for us to look at fear, and that the terrorists, so-called, were helping us to bring fear to the surface so that we could work with it. How do you relate to terrorism? How do we need to relate, or what is it that we can do with this terrorism that is being promoted through our media especially?
Yes, wonderful. terrorism relates to, they are embodying that sense that we all have, that there's something, I call it the invisible enemy that we all feel. There's something beyond us that has power, a greater power than us. And when we're feeling that, we will feel like a victim. So it was our collective sense of victimhood in that situation, the sense of victimhood that this world feels. There's something out there. We have to go to war against it. We have to, you know, it's a terrorist. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. And when we get in touch with being in command of our life and feeling a true sense of power, which is not willpower, it's not the kind of fear-based power over others, et cetera, then we, and as a nation and world, start to feel like we can live from our authentic self, then nothing can touch us, and we're not afraid, and so then we're not creating terrorists who can only feed on our fear. That's what they do so really well, is feed on our fear. There has to be something to terrorize in order to be a terrorist.
That's true. That's true. We do have a comment from on one of the chats. The question is, I had asked, what have you been feeling that you need recently? And the answer is, what I have felt I need is self-love and acceptance. How do we get that? Just very quickly.
Okay, self-love and acceptance. Go to a place in that expanded sense that we worked with earlier. Go into that larger place and ask for a sense of unconditional love. When you bring that into your heart, then you will love all of yourself.
Nice. Nice. Well, there's so much we could talk about, Susan. I want to remind everybody that your website is soulmastery.net, and the title of this most recent book is Soul Reunion, and it's part of a trilogy. And I also want to say that your dedicated work to help people reunite with and love their own soul is quite remarkable, and I want to thank you for speaking your truth into our world and offering so many of us a hand in accomplishing what we're here to do. So that, and you're quite welcome. That, and thank you for being here on Full Power Living today. It's been a joy.
Oh, it's been a joy for me too, Eileen. Great to be with you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Next week on February 16th, we welcome New Zealander Kim Knight to our show, talking about the connection between emotions and health. And we look forward to sharing this exploration with you then. So always join us live on Thursdays, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern time, for more powerful experiences on Full Power Living. Thank you, Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media, for our great sound. I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go, oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by any of the 36 Las Vegas area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.